Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm interested to hear how the process worked for you, that once you decided, okay, there's something to live for, I got a little piece of God, how did you enlarge your walk with God?
You know, and that's the thing. You know, you hear people talk all the time about seeds. And until you really experience some of them or you see the fruits of it, you don't really know what that means. But I didn't really broaden my walk with the Lord until the last, you know, about 14 months ago. It really got serious for me. But when I got out, like I said, I went to Bible studies when I was in jail, because a lot of people do that when they're in jail. They think it's the right thing to do. And you want to believe in something bigger and better than yourself. And even though I went, as soon as I got out, I didn't need it no more. And that's what happens so many times with guys. That happened with me, you know, and I tried to make it on my own. You know, I got a job. I tried to conquer life on my terms, with me in control, and be me behind the wheel. And ultimately ended up going back into addiction pretty heavily. And it wasn't until truly coming to know the Lord recently, that I've been able to find sobriety and get a true walk with the Lord. But as far as when I got out of prison, it was, I put him back on the shelf and said, I can do it my way. And, that was in 05, and in 2013, that finally came to a head. And now I know that the only way is his way. I can't make it my way.
And that, it's a lifelong journey. It's a process, and it's something that you probably got thoroughly engaged in the Word of God. Am I right?
That is true.
Isn't that the answer, George?
Yes.
The beginning and the end.
Interested how that happened, though, Bill. Doesn't just kind of happen. We get out in 2005, and then in 2013, I got serious. What happened?
Well, I'll tell you, like I said, I tried to do it on my own. You know, I went to work as soon as I got out of prison. Got custody of my kid shortly after I got out. And this whole time, I had a girl, a fiance. Actually, I've been with her for almost 14 years. We're married now. I've been married almost 6 years. And just tried to be a family man, but I never knew how to live. I never could get over it. You know, I went back to drinking as soon as I got out, and I tried to just drink and just stay away from the meth and stay away from the marijuana. And that didn't last long. You know, the moral of the story is I didn't know how to live. Every time a stress would happen at work, I didn't know how to deal with it. When someone close to me would die, I didn't know how to deal with that. When my wife tried to love me, I didn't know how to deal with that, and I surely didn't know how to show love to other people the way they deserved it. And it all came to a head last year. Ended up, my wife was gone. I kicked her out, told her I wanted a divorce. You know, a great woman, kept telling me how she didn't want to see me die like this. You know, she was tired of watching me do this to myself and didn't want our kids to see me die like this. And I told her, I don't want to hear you tell me about this anymore. And the whole time she just wanted me to do good, and I got tired of hearing her. So she was gone. Kids were gone. Didn't want nothing to do with me. Family was gone. And I figured, oh, well, you know, it's not worth it anymore. Life's not worth living. And ended up overdosing on methamphetamine. My wife gone. Mother drove me to the hospital. She's in the corner crying. And I remember blacking out. As I was blacking in and out of consciousness, you know, I finally hit me. It's like, I do not want to die like this. And a couple days later, I went into the Teen Challenge program.
Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.